We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Lovely viewers to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobud 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Ituaca Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Agoray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chorre, channel 27 on Chorre Video Cable. In Santani, Taparacuay, channel 30, and in Horqueta, channel 32 on Damua SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe, in Environs, in SIAT-SAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Kov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Swadad, Selenge Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhold Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Kla, channel 14, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotol, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV. And Hualien Cable TV on Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Tingmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kyosheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC Cat V Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates more than $14 million to Gaza. In ecology news, mushroom farming in Thailand helps to conserve forests. In healthcare news, United Kingdom physicians invent a low-cost ventilator. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 3rd, is Bulgaria's National Day, commemorating the restoration of the Bulgarian state in 1878. Situated in southeastern Europe between Turkey and Romania, Bulgaria has 12,000 species of plants and a large variety of fauna. The Pirin National Park and Saravana Nature Reserve are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Among Bulgaria's many traditions is to celebrate the coming of spring on March 1st by the giving of martinitsas. These are red and white bracelets that symbolize the wishes of health, happiness, friendship, and good luck for the recipient. May the kind Bulgarian people have a marvelous National Day.
Fly-in news. Heavy rainstorms inundate Yemen. A five-hour storm drenched Aden Governorate in southern Yemen, with rockslides and flooding forcing school closures and outages in electricity and water due to damage. With the storm being reported as the worst since 1993, Aden Council Secretary General Abdul Karim Al-Shayef visited a number of sites to assess its effects. There were fortunately no reports of casualties or injury. Our gratitude, Your Excellency, and all personnel who are conscientiously tending to those in need. May the Yemeni residents affected by this extreme weather soon be restored to their fulfilling daily lives as we join hands in adopting lifestyles that help stabilize events as these.
Floods and fires sweep Australia. An intense monsoon has brought the heaviest rain in 100 years in the state of Queensland, triggering floods that cost one human life and isolated the communities of Birdsville and Bedore. A state of emergency was declared in the southwestern town of Charleville, with some 500 residents being evacuated as the Bureau of Meteorology issued severe weather warnings for other parts of the state. Meanwhile, in western Australia, two large bushfires threaten homes in Wattleup and Aniba. Firefighters, police personnel, and emergency utility crews were finally successful in extinguishing both blazes, which affected over 31,000 hectares of land. We thank all officials and emergency personnel working to ensure the safety of the Australian people. With heaven's grace, may their lives be soon returned to regularity and such dangerous conditions ease through humanity's kinder, more eco-friendly actions.
World reaches out to assist Chile. Since the massive 8.8 magnitude quake struck on February 27th, leaving more than 700 people perished and many buildings in ruins, Chileans have endured more than 115 aftershocks, as well as the effects of a deadly tsunami that hit towns along the central coast. Rescue personnel in cities like Concepcion have been working to save more lives after pulling 25 people unharmed from the rubble of one collapsed building.
This morning, we've received a request from the President of the Republic of Chile for assistance in the emergency work to overcome the situation created by this very powerful earthquake.
Along with the immediate response of the Chilean government, which rushed some 10,000 troops to assist, as well as flying 320 tons of food, water, and other necessities into the quake zone, the international community has also responded generously. The European Commission has promised $4 million, while China has pledged $1 million, and Peru has offered a field hospital, construction materials, and 30 tons of humanitarian aid. Formosa or Taiwan has donated $200,000 for rescue and relief work, with more promised in accordance with Chile's need.
We've mobilised €3 million in humanitarian aid, and three emergency relief experts from ECHO were dispatched to the region.
Chile is a close friend and partner of the United States, and I've reached out to President Bachelet to let her know that we will be there for her should the Chilean people need assistance, and our hearts go out to the families who may have lost loved ones.
The first six flights of supplies arrived from neighboring Argentina, including three tent hospitals equipped with oxygen generators, water purifying equipment, satellite telephones and medicines. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, meanwhile, affirmed his country's intention to do everything possible to help Chilean brethren and neighbors.
Nos encontramos en el Aeropuerto Internacional Santiago de Chile para reportar del reciente terremoto que acaba de ocurrir a las 3:30 de la madrugada en nuestro país. No solo hemos tenido un terremoto, lamentablemente han habido maremotos y tsunami. Las pérdidas son cuantiosas en vidas humanas y en infraestructura. De hecho, en el aeropuerto, al interior de él está totalmente devastado por razones de seguridad, no podemos entrar al interior y estamos reportando desde el exterior para que ustedes puedan tener una idea de los daños que han ocurrido. Recientemente, a las 4 de la tarde, nuestra presidenta ha dado un informativo acerca de qué está sucediendo en el país. Las cifras de muertos en este minuto alcanzan a 708 personas. Existen más de 1,000 desaparecidos y se espera que esta cifra siga creciendo debido a los tsunamis y maremotos que se han producido. Por otro lado, a través de las principales cadenas de supermercado, se espera lo antes posible estar repartiendo canastas básicas de alimento a la población.
Este edificio colapsó en una parte fundamental de lo que es la estructura, es decir, sus pilares. Esperamos que termine el movimiento, las puertas se trabaron, tuvimos que romper puertas, bajar, y en forma providencial aquí no salió nadie lastimado, nadie herido y nadie falleció. Fue una cosa realmente providencial que hayamos salido todos sin ninguna herida.
Aquí Supreme Master Television reportando directamente de uno de los edificios afectados en Santiago.
Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers for the quake-stricken, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $20,000 in urgent aid and asked that our local association members please go to help the most vulnerable, including the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. This amount could acquire $63,000 in supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Chile.
Our sincere appreciation all international governments, organizations, and individuals for your caring assistance during this time of need. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concerned support extended to the Chilean people. Our sympathies go out to those who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the protection of the quake victims and that such tragic calamities are minimized as we strive to be better stewards of our precious environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Uruguay inaugurates new president. At a ceremony on Monday, March 1st, with international leaders attending such as Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Jose Mojica took the oath of presidential office. Speaking during the inauguration, the new president, who has also said that he is a vegetarian, stated, "We genuinely want to achieve an end to poverty and for people to have jobs. We are calling for transformation and genuine progress. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your new role. May your term in office succeed in bringing the highest benefit to your warm-hearted fellow citizens."
South Korea opens new loving hut. Encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer nutritious and delicious vegan food to an increasing number of compassionate diners, the International Loving Hut franchise is continuing to grow. One of the newest additions is located in South Korea's largest port city of Busan.
한국 부산에서 세 번째 러빙헛이 오픈되었습니다. 이곳은 한국에서 가장 유명한 관광지의 하나인 해운대 바닷가 근처입니다. 아담하고 예쁘게 꾸며진 이곳 러빙헛에 어떤 음식들이 있을까요? 한번 들어가 보겠습니다.
The Loving Hut near Haeundae Beach serves a variety of plant-based traditional Korean and Western dishes at affordable prices, with student guests receiving further 10% discounts. Supreme Master Television's correspondent asked the customers for their thoughts.
아주 맛있습니다. 영양도 좋은 것 같고.
그리고 오늘 여기 와서 보니까 정말 다양한 음식들이 채식으로도 만들어질 수 있다는 걸 알게 되니까 너무 기분이 좋고요. 정말 이런 식당들이 정말 많이 많이 생겼으면 좋겠어요.
뭐니 뭐니 해도 음식 맛은 정성과 사랑인 것 같습니다. 이곳에서는 정성과 사랑이 가득 담긴 비건 음식을 제공합니다.
예, 너무나도 맛있고요. 정성이 듬뿍 들은 것 같아 너무나도 맛있습니다.
다음에도 와서 애들도 맛있게 먹고 하니 같이 먹었으면 좋겠습니다.
너무 맛있어요.
많이 맛있어요.
이상 한국 부산이었습니다.
Congratulations, New Loving Hut in Busan, South Korea. Our many thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring commitment to a world where all beings are cherished, a future supported by the delectable vegan cuisine at Loving Huts around the globe. Let's unite to save the earth by adopting a plant-based diet today.
Factory Egg Farm faces fines for air pollution. A giant egg-laying facility 80 miles east of San Francisco, California, USA, that houses more than 700,000 hens is under investigation for operating without proper permits. Residents of the town have endured headaches and nausea for more than a decade from the toxic fumes emitted by the manure that fills a 16.5-acre lagoon. Community member Janice McGoway stated, "We're all people and we all deserve to be treated with respect. Our children are here and we want to live here. We shouldn't have to leave because of the stench and it shouldn't be legal." Last month, the Humane Society of the United States petitioned for an investigation and the operation now faces 6 violations of air quality regulations. Humane Society of the United States and Courageous Area residents, our earnest appreciation for your efforts to clean and restore the environment. We look forward to the day that all beings live in dignity and health through our loving animal-free food choices.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
some of the costs of milk consumption, cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Greek vessel freed. The Navios Apollon, a Greek-owned vessel that had been detained since December 28th, was released on Monday, March 1st, from the Gulf of Aden near Somalia. The Greek captain and 18 Philippine crew members were reported to be in good condition and will be heading home after a scheduled stop in Oman. We are glad to know of the Navios Apollon crew's safety, wishing them soon reunions with family and friends as we pray for the protection of all travelers in their journeys across the seas.
Dog leads human companions to save long-neglected cat. Schnauzer dog Toby has been trying for days to persuade his human caregivers to enter a wooded area near his home in Jupiter, Florida, USA. When they finally did follow, they found a cat that was near death with a severe infection. After surgery at the local Safe Harbor Animal Sanctuary and Hospital, the kitty appeared to be in stable condition, and Toby's loving deeds are soon to be honored at a local celebrity dog wash. A big bravo, Toby, for your steadfast loyalty that brought life-saving help to the feline in need. Wishing you a life of joy and love as we pray for the cat's swift recovery in a forever caring home.
Save our planet. History shows that sea levels can rise very quickly. An article published in the February 12th issue of Science magazine describes a study led by U.S. geoscientist Dr. Jeffrey Doral, in which rock samples were collected from caves off the coast of Mallorca, Spain. In so doing, the researchers not only identified sea level changes over the past 135,000 years, they discovered that the oceans can rise as much as 2 meters in a century.
Noting that this is nearly 12 times as fast as in the past 100 years, Dr. Doral stated, "This has major implications for future concerns with sea level change. The mechanisms underlying these dramatic changes need further consideration as we look to a future of impending climate changes."
Our thanks, Dr. Doral and team, for your detailed work and its cautionary forecast for our future. Let us all engage in actions that restore harmony and beauty to our shared earthly home.
Concerned for humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed the tolls of global warming, such as rising sea levels, and the need for actions to curb them, as during an interview for the September 2009 edition of The House magazine.
"People forced from their homes and communities due to rising sea levels and a host of other natural disasters, so-called natural disasters, but in fact it's all man-made. Sea level rise, for example, threatens half the world's population living within 200 kilometers of a coastline. 17 million in Bangladesh have fled their homes already, mainly because of coastal erosion. At least 18 islands have completely submerged around the world thus far, with more than 40 other island nations at risk from rising sea levels and planning to relocate. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be reversed. So please, be wise and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me."
Save our planet. India's meteorological department reports that winter temperatures in the city of Delhi recently reached 31.6 degrees Celsius, making them seasonally the warmest in 4 years.
Save Our Planet. With the award-winning documentary The End of the Line opening in New Zealand, the book's author Charles Clover explains that high-tech fishing fleets are depleting species so rapidly that they may disappear before mid-century.
Save Our Planet. China's State Oceanic Administration announces that rising temperatures and more extreme monsoons have caused sea levels to increase at record levels for the past three decades, with escalating concern for public safety.
Warning news. An editorial in the Los Angeles Times newspaper in California, USA, alerts readers to the now common practice for chicken producers to inject broth-like additives that plump up the meat, meanwhile increasing sodium content and other unhealthy chemicals by up to 20% in weight.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Ha's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm a vegan, and I'm here with an environmental tip of the day. To help conserve the Earth's precious trees, consider reusing old lumber to make items such as beautiful birdhouses, mailboxes, or compost bins. Have fun being creative! Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
World News, the United States donates an additional $14.7 million to Gaza. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has contributed the funding to benefit a wide range of projects. These include improving conditions in childcare facilities, supporting the development of small-scale agriculture, helping people winterize their homes, and creating short-term employment opportunities. USAID will collaborate with a number of international non-profit organizations to carry out the initiatives. Our heartfelt gratitude, United States Agency for International Development, and all non-governmental organizations involved. God bless your care and generosity. May the vibrant people of Gaza be graced with peace, stability, and a sustainable future.
In ecology news, mushroom growing in Thailand helps conserve forests. The non-profit Freeland Foundation, based in Thailand, has introduced mushroom cultivation to individuals living near the Khao Yai National Park, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Since gaining a reliable source of livelihood through fungi farming, the villagers no longer participate in any activities that are harmful to the forest. One project participant stated, "I love the forest. I want to protect it." The endeavor is so successful that there are now plans to expand it to other areas of Thailand. Bravo, Freeland Foundation and involved farmers. May steps such as these, coupled with a planet-protecting vegan diet, bring us to an era of harmony on a long-lasting Earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, United Kingdom anesthetists create a prototype for a ventilator that could be used in emergency situations. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More lively news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exceptional news for a brilliant world. In healthcare news, United Kingdom physicians invent a low-cost ventilator. A group of anaesthetists have created a prototype for a ventilator that could be mass-produced inexpensively. It is designed to be used in situations such as emergencies where conventional sources are limited. Tests have confirmed the device utilizes considerably lower oxygen consumption than other models. Our sincere appreciation, United Kingdom scientists, for your dedicated efforts. May many lives be saved through your innovation.
Please join us for a joke told in Gujarati entitled Pizza Delivery.
કોલેજ માં ભણતો એક છોકરો લેરી જોન્સન ના ઘરે પીઝા ની ડિલિવરી કરવા આવ્યો. લેરી ના કેરિયર માં છોકરો પીઝા આપે છે. પીઝા લેતા લેતા લેરી પૂછે છે છોકરાને, કેટલી ટીપ આપવી જોઈએ? છોકરો બોલ્યો, સાહેબ, હું તો પહેલી વાર આવું છું અહીં, પણ મને કોઈ કહેતું હતું કે તમે મને ક્વાર્ટર આપશો તો મારા નસીબ સારા. ઓ એમ કે? લેરી ચીડાયો જરા. તો એને પણ ખબર પડે કે કેવો છું હું. લે આ $5. છોકરો જવાબ આપે છે, આ પૈસા હું જુદા રાખીશ મારા ભણવાના ખર્ચ માટે, આભાર આપનો. લેરી પૂછે છે છોકરાને, અરે છોકરા, કોલેજમાં શું ભણે છે તું? છોકરો મલકાયો અને કહે છે, પ્રાયોજિત માનસ શાસ્ત્ર.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on In Depth with Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God on Enlightening Entertainment.
Thank you very much for these nice shows about God. I know these are the truth of God. Yours, Farishte from Iran.
This is a profound show and I'm truly grateful that God loves us unconditionally to provide us with direct ways to show this love. The divine is here always, and in all ways. Thank you, Neil, for your state of beingness. Viewer from USA.
Neil, I love you for all your books. Great. Viewer from Germany.
Spiritually minded viewers, Mr. Neil Donald Walsh conveys a beautiful message of God's immense love. May we all become humble representatives of the divine and extend compassion to all beings with heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May inner peace and joy grace your every moment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At a meeting in Belgrade, Serbia, Justice Ministers Snezana Malevich of Serbia and Miris Radovic of Montenegro promised cooperation of all security personnel to enhance both countries' stability and safety.
A delegation of Malaysian legislators is welcomed by U.S. Congress members for a 5-day visit to the nation.
British musician and vegan Morrissey lends his famed song Every Day is Like Sunday to a campaign by animal welfare organization Four Paws intended to raise awareness and halt commercial rabbit farming.
French astronomers observing a young star similar to the Sun of our solar system find that its surrounding disk and abundant water is the likely birthplace of planets.
Tanzanian students at the Arusha Modern School raise funds to donate essential supplies to the less fortunate brethren at Kiwawa Children's Home and Orphanage, along with scholarships for those who excel in exams.
To protect public interest, the online open access journal PLOS Medicine announces it will no longer publish research reports sponsored by tobacco companies.
The UK-based Royal Television Society presents the Judges Award to Najib Abu Al-Jabin, chief of the Associated Press in Palestinian Gaza, to honor the region's reporters and their life-risking efforts to convey events with accuracy and insight.
In an interview with US News Network CNN, American hip-hop artist and Def Jam Records founder Russell Simmons explains that he has chosen the vegan diet for its spiritual, environmental, and health benefits.
Firefighters in Wigan, United Kingdom report that a dog's persistent barking likely saved the life of his human caregiver, who emerged unharmed after a flaming pan ignited a house fire.
During a summit between Cypriot President Dimitris Christofias and Palestinian Minister of Tourism Dr. Khalud Daibez, the two sign agreements on tourism and commerce, as well as affirming cordial Cypriot-Palestinian ties. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.